Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto celle de Roma.
Welcome to another episode of Italian American Life with Frankie D, the very first Italian American podcast from 2013 at ItalianAmericanLife.com. My guest today is Stefano Maruso, the National Director of Patronato Acli USA. Stefano, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
And I know a little bit about the office because your Chicago location is located at Casa Italia. And
correct.
Now it's in the actual Italian Cultural Center, which I'm there usually once a week. So I am around the office a little bit. But first, before we learn all about that, where are you from in Italy?
I'm from Modena. You know where Ferrari and Aceto Balsamico are?
Yes. A lot of things happen there.
Yeah, indeed. It's such a small town, but there are so many interesting things back there. So I'm proud to be from there, even if I moved to Milan like 20 years ago. And then I've been living in Shanghai, in China, for 4 years, and then moved to London. And finally, I arrived here in the U.S. I'm in New York right now.
Wow, a very interesting background. you've been in many, many places. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so, I love adventures.
Yeah, I can see that. That's great. That's a great way to experience life. You've lived in Italy, China, England, United States, four countries.
Yeah, you know, when they offered me in the past these opportunities, I was also like, I cannot refuse. I hate having regrets. So whenever the opportunity comes, I want to get it. And I'm happy. So luckily, until now, it's always been the right decision.
Well, that's excellent. How long have you worked for Patronato Acli?
Since 2019. I work in the office in Milan, in London, and in Switzerland, Lugano. And I moved here in the US in 2021, May 2021.
So Patronato Acli USA is the USA branch. Are there
correct
Patronato Acli in other countries then?
Correct. Of course, the main country is Italy. We have, I don't know, offices everywhere in Italy. But abroad, we are in 21 countries. So on an international level, 21 countries. And the US is one of the most important, you know, for the amount of Italian and Italian Americans that live here.
And in the USA, how many offices do you have, more or less?
Five. We have five offices. Should be six soon because we're trying to open a new office in Miami, in Florida. And the current offices are in New York State, New Jersey, and Illinois.
In California as well, or no?
Not yet. Not yet. Who knows?
That's kind of surprising. I would have thought for sure there was an office in California because I would think there's a lot of Italians in the state of California.
There are actually, I think California, if you consider the number of Italian that are registered IRE, so the registry of Italian living abroad, California is the third biggest area after New York and Florida, Miami. So it's definitely something I would like to create in the future. But, you know, there is also the problem of distances because going to California is almost like going to Italy. So it could become a little difficult to handle so many offices so distant one from another.
That is true. And do you, so I assume you visit each of these offices at some time throughout the year?
Yes.
Okay. So
that's why having good people in the office, good coworkers, it's so important because at the very end, they are the ones that actually meet the people.
Well, you got a good one in Chicago. I know that.
I know. I know. I'm so lucky.
Yes. Okay, so now, Patronato Acli. I know what it stands for. Associazioni Cristiane Lavoratori Italiani. That's correct.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Which it's a Christian association for Italian workers, and it was founded. Is it true? It was founded in New York in 1980.
The American branch, yes.
American branch. Okay.
The original one was founded in the 40s. This year, Patronato Acli celebrates his 80th birthday, and it was born, you know, after the war as a Christian version of the unions, the Italian unions. So, of course, nowadays we serve anyone, not just Christians. You know, everyone who needs our services is welcome. Well, but that's the origin.
I have to admit, being at Casa Italia, the Italian Cultural Center, so often, I always knew of the office. I thought it helped Italians with pensions and whatnot. I never knew that Christian was in the title. I had no clue when I was researching it. I'm like, oh my God, I never realized that. So that's very
It's interesting. It's
it
interesting.
Really is. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's a good thing. It's very interesting. Okay, what are the services? What does this office do?
So as you said, we follow pension claims, both and even more, we for the US, so we can submit, we can help people submit social security benefit claims or Italian pension claims. So whoever has worked in Italy or whoever is a widow of someone who used to get an Italian pension can submit his Italian pension claim with us, but not only, because through us, people can also submit pension claims for Germany, UK, Belgium, wherever in the world they have worked, we can help them with submitting the pension claim and following up. Because, you know, sometimes the trickiest part is not the pension claim itself, but what comes next, because every year you have to prove that you're alive. You have to update the pension body with your personal, with your change of address, for example, of change of bank account. So you can do that with the us.
So it's a continuous thing. It's not just
correct. Correct. So there is a first part, all that comes before submitting the claim, when you have to make sure that your contributions were correctly registered with IMPS in Italy. And then the pension claim itself and all the follow-up after you receive the pension. We also take care of citizenship claims, the Italian citizenship claims, and that's a huge part right now because it seems that everybody's so interested into rediscovering his roots, his origins. And, you know, there are two main ways to obtain your citizenship, either through your bloodline, so through your ancestors, or through marriage. And I'm proud to say that we are the only patronato in the US who can submit the citizenship claim through marriage, because it's something that you have to do online with the Italian ministry website. It's such a magic moment, but it's very tricky because you have to know what documents you have to submit. You have to know two or three secrets of the claim. So,
also,
yes, we can help you with that.
Can assist so you don't mean just the Chicago office, you mean all the offices in the United States can assist with a person seeking citizenship through marriage.
Exactly.
Good to know. Okay. Very good to know. So as far as pensions and social security, is it just assisting Italian citizens, or is it assisting any Italian who became an Italian
whoever
American, whoever.
Whoever is eligible for a benefit from Italy can be assisted by us.
Or like, I'm sorry.
Our services are completely for free. So whatever is involved in the pension field is completely for free. Patronato Acli is a no-profit organization. So I think it's a very important service that the Italian government offers abroad.
Wow, I had no idea it was a free service as well. So if you're an Italian, and I think you covered it earlier, if you worked in France
mm-hmm.
and you have should have a pension, you can assist with that as well.
Correct.
Okay. But it's just where it gets tricky. I mean, you're not going to assist John Smith, who's an American that happened to work in France. That would be...
It depends, because there is an agreement, an international agreement about pension from in between Italy, United States, and many other countries all over the world. Like, for example, European countries, or I don't know, America, Southern and North America countries. So wherever the agreement exists between Italy and this third country, we can assist with. Okay?
Understood. So it's all funded by the Italian government?
Most of what we do is funded, but not everything. Because it's a complex system, but let's say, part of what we do is funded by the Italian country, part is not, is something more that we offer. So if someone wants to make a donation, it's always welcome.
Okay. But if they go in for a service, there is absolutely no fee. It's all free.
Yes. If we have some, you know, sometimes we offer help with apostille or translations. In that case, we have to get help from certified translators. So people will have to pay the fee for the translator, but our service in between is for free.
Okay. And maybe if I'm just thinking possibly if like it there is a charge that you guys have to get some kind of things.
Exactly.
Would give them, you know, the customer would pay that part.
Exactly.
Okay, got you. Now, so you're in five cities in the United States, but let's say I live in Tennessee, and mm-hmm. I'm Italian, and I would like your services. Can this be done online as well and over the phone?
Absolutely. We serve people all over the United States. So as you said, we do not have a physical office in California, but we have many clients contacting us from LA, from San Diego, from San Francisco. So we have clients all over the United States. I think, from what I know, some Italian representatives told me that there is only one Italian citizen in San Antonio, Texas, and he's assisted by us. So it's very nice.
Well, speaking of Texas, I would think there's a big number down there as well. And I'm kind of going off of the groups that are comitas.
Correct.
There is one, I believe, in Dallas. There's one in Houston. And so that means there's a consul general's office, because those are out of the consul general's offices. So I would assume that there's a pretty good amount of Italians in that general area of Dallas, Houston, Texas.
Yeah, there are. I mean, you're right. There is an Italian consulate in Texas. So that means that there is an important community there. Also, the United States are so wide, so huge, that the 10 consulates all over the United States serve different areas of the country.
Correct. The one here in Chicago, I believe, is responsible for 11 states. I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
See, I'm spoiled. We're spoiled because in Chicago, we have a consul general's office. We have a patronato acli. And
you have comites.
And we have comites, yes. And the majority of the people don't have these things. I mean, if you're in Detroit, which is a big city, and you need services for your passport, for whatever, you got to get in the car and drive like
yes,
5, 6, 7 hours to get to the consul general's office. That's why I was asking about with your offices. You are able to assist people over the phone and online.
Yes.
That's a huge plus for many, many people, I would assume.
Yes. Also, in some delicate situations, for example, when we deal with sick people or very old customers, in that specific case, we can also do some things in video. So if the person has to prove that they're alive, but they are unable to leave the house for whatever reason, we can offer through the video, a video call, we can also offer that service.
Understood. So I would think to open up a new office, that would require a lot of money. I mean, it would be nice to have one, you know, in different areas, but realistically.
Yeah, and you have to pay people who work there. So.
As well as rent and just everything.
Exactly, utilities. So that's why we are not everywhere because, again, as a no-profit organization, we have to be careful how we invest money.
Are your other locations, like I know the one in Chicago, and like I said, it's in right in the Italian Cultural Center. Are the other locations in the United States located strategically, like in Italian centers or community centers or near the consul general's offices?
Yes. Specifically, the one in New Jersey is, like the Chicago one, inside the Casa Italia building, the Casa Italiana, while in New York, that's the main office, we are in the basement of a church, of an Italian church.
Really?
And yeah, and you know, that's possible thanks of our name. So historically, Patronato Acli has always had a very strong relationship with church all over the world. And that's beautiful and great because we have like an office, we can afford an office in the West Village in Manhattan. And that's kind of unique.
What's the name of the church?
Holy Virgin of Pompeii.
That makes a lot of sense, though, because especially if that is a church that has a lot of Italian parishioners, I mean, that's your basis of clients and that's your demographics you're looking for. So,
sure, exactly.
That would definitely go hand in hand. Definitely. What's anything new on the horizon with Patronato Acli, or just keep doing the same good work?
Our work changes with laws, basically. As laws or the needs of the people evolve, our work evolves accordingly. So we always have to study new laws, to study how to solve new problems. If you're interested in citizenship, be careful because the Italian government has very recently, like 2 weeks ago, made a huge change about the... So, yes, we can also update people with these, helping you interpreting these laws.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. No, it was a major change the end of March of this year, 2025. And
exactly.
Definitely will affect a lot of people.
I'm afraid so, because they basically cut
the line of descent.
Yes.
Yeah.
The eligibility hugely.
Yeah. I think it's just now you only qualify if your parents or grandparents.
Exactly.
Born in Italy. They will not go a generation after that. So
exactly.
Yeah, that'll definitely change things. But okay. But so how do people find your offices throughout the country and just online and everything?
We have a website, so you can simply look for Patronato Acli USA and it's our website. Otherwise, we have an Instagram account that works for all the offices. So through our Instagram, you can find information about the five locations. Or you can just look online. Okay, this is interesting. Patronato is like saying supermarket. So Patronato itself is a general name. And then there are different brands. We are Acli. Sometimes people call other Patronatos and they think, oh, I'm looking for Stefano or Eloisa or Anna. No, we are Acli. Just it's important to know.
Okay, no, that is good to know. So, okay. Stefano, thank you so much for the interview. And
Thank you very much.
you're doing great work helping Italians.
We try to do our best.
So if anybody has a need for assistance with all of the services we talked about, I highly advise looking them up, go on the website, follow them on Instagram, and find your answers.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Thank you.
you. Thank you.